Welcome to the Amplifying Leadership Podcast. I am your host, Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. This podcast is a place dedicated to amplifying your leadership through our guest stories, tips, information, and more. To learn more about our leadership division, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Rhonda Nelson, who is a patient advocate. Welcome to Amplifying Leadership today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have an amazing topic that I can't wait to talk about because it is in almost everybody's lives. But before we get there, do you have a leadership story you want to share with us, or maybe explain how you did become an advocate for chronic illness, which will be our topic for today?
So I have been a business owner for many years. I've owned several different businesses, and both prior to being diagnosed with a chronic illness, but then also after. And I really realized that chronic illness in the workplace is a topic that doesn't get discussed very often.
And agree.
It is something that I feel like is important. Mm-hmm. And I feel like raising awareness to that situation is important. And so, you know, I'm a patient advocate now because I was diagnosed with a disease called AERD, which is aspirin exacerbated respiratory disease.
That's a mouthful.
What it is a mouthful.
Do you mind explaining to our audience, if that's okay, what that
sure.
might be?
It's a three prong, if you will, disease. So we have nasal polyps severely. We have asthma. And then the other component, which is the most complex component, is a sensitivity to aspirin and NSAIDs.
Okay.
So while it sounds pretty simplistic, it's a complex disease. It's not easily diagnosed. It's a disease that is not really well known. It's more understood and known now than it was when I was diagnosed 22 years ago. Mm-hmm. So all of those things combined together, just the disease itself, what I've gone through and continue to go through, plus being a business owner, is part of what led me into the patient advocacy side of things.
Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that. And you and I were talking offline before we hit record about how chronic illness really isn't talked about so much in the business world or with leaders who may have chronic illnesses. I myself have psoriasis really severely, which I manage with medications. But, you know, there's times when people really feel the need to hide it. So when we look at the challenges that we may have, even when trying to get a correct diagnosis for ourselves, before we get to that, I'm kind of curious, do you think that, you know, leaders and business owners feel that the need, this is generalizing, by the way, not everybody does this, but feel the need to hide it?
I think so. And the reason I think that is because it's human nature to assume that a person with a chronic illness can't do a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, I really do think that we as patients will try to hide it because we don't want to be seen as a burden or that we can't fulfill our job or our commitment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think I feel the same, you know, when psoriasis was all over my face, you feel a little bit conscious about those things. And no matter what that chronic illness is, as leaders, we feel conscious of it. And sometimes we feel the need to hide it. Unfortunately, in my case, I couldn't at the time, but you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I thought, I bet you people are hiding. And I think we need to bring more out about this. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to, you know, a leader might be just finding out there's something wrong. What are those challenges that, you know, when we try to find the correct diagnosis that leaders may have or business owners may have?
Well, the first thing is, you know, when you are suffering with symptoms, regardless of what the disease is, right? When
Mm-hmm.
you're suffering with symptoms, there's, and you're searching for that diagnosis, you are going to multiple doctor's appointments, and so you're going to lose time from work. It's just nearly impossible to schedule these things outside of work simply for the sheer fact that most doctor's offices have the same working hours
Yes,
that
9 to 3, something like that.
as businesses. So, there is that. The other thing, until you're diagnosed and until you're on a medication maintenance plan, you always are feeling subpar, if you will, or less than well. And that just creates a lot of other issues like loss of concentration, low energy, and it can affect your performance. Contrary to what we were saying a few minutes ago, when you're trying to hide it and you really want to, if you're not medically managed, then it will affect your performance.
Absolutely.
There's just no way around that.
And that is definitely a tough challenge because depending on whatever your chronic illness is, my daughter has Crohn's disease, diagnosed at 15, but let's say you're, a little bit older and you're a leader or business owner or something with something like that, you're constantly having to run out of the room,
Right.
right? Or you're gone for 20 minutes at a time in the washroom. So I can appreciate that there would be certainly challenges around that as well. So why don't we kind of move the conversation then if really trying to understand when we do have chronic illnesses, and yes, challenges are all different out there.
Right.
And when it comes to workplaces, and we are missing, say, time at work for appointments, or we are missing, our focus because it's somewhere else, worrying about something or not feeling comfortable. Like, what are some of the challenges you hear most about or that you advocate for people to understand when it comes to leaders or really anybody in a workplace who might have these issues?
Well, one of the biggest things for my disease specifically, but also for a lot of people that deal with various lung diseases or respiratory diseases, there's the challenges that we don't really think about, and that is our environment, whether that be what is, the airflow system, colleagues that maybe wear lots of perfume, odors, those kinds of things are really challenging. And then the issue becomes for a patient, how far do I go? What do I say to either my superior or my colleague, right? Because I don't want to be that person that's complaining, but I also know that some of these things are directly affecting me. So I think that's another area where it just gets shoved under the table because it's you don't think about these things being an issue, but they are, right? Most people will come and go, they do their job and everything is fine. Let's take Crohn's disease for example. An issue for that is, you may have to get up and leave your desk and be gone multiple times a day for a period of minutes, right? And then you worry, are people wondering what I'm doing, why I'm doing it? But then you may not feel comfortable sharing what is wrong as well, because we all have that same fear of being judged. We don't want to be judged, so we're very cautious about sharing what the issue is because we don't want to be judged or put into a category of being lesser than another person, or not able to m meet the same standard that we feel like everybody else is at.
And I think, there's a couple of good points you make there. The fear there, of course, and depending on your age and where you're at in life, the fear could be pretty great. Like if my daughter is, a leader one day managing many people and she's running to the bathroom all the time, like, are they thinking she's being lazy? Are they thinking she doesn't care? And right, so, my question, I guess, now is around how do we communicate that if we are the leader, who has a chronic illness? And we need to communicate this so people know that I'm not ignoring you. I'm not running out because I don't want to hear what you have to say, or whatever else it might be that our chronic illness appears to show people. How can we communicate that so we have that less fear? We don't worry so much about it, and people are comfortable knowing that, yeah, I really do got to go, right? I'm not leaving you. What are your thoughts around communication?
Well, first of all, I feel that communication is key. Like, it is absolutely key. How do we start to create the pathways of communication as an employee slash patient versus our leader, right? So one thing that I feel really strongly about, and as an advocate, and one of the things that I talk about is advocating for your own care with your physicians, but you also have to advocate for yourself in your workplace. You have to, right now, until this becomes more, people become more understanding and we realize that this is an issue, you have to be the person that goes to your superior and you have to be open.
Stand up for yourself type
Stand up for
attitude,
yourself,
right?
open, and say, I have XYZ, whatever your disease is. Some diseases will be apparent on the outside, but in my case, it's not. I look perfectly healthy. And so we have to open that door. And right now, I feel like it is the employee's responsibility to open that door and to be upfront about it right from the get-go, because I feel like it will alleviate a lot of issues down the road. Now, having said that, it's not easy. Right? It's not easy to do that because we're putting ourselves out there saying, hey, I am different. But by doing that, it also gives us, it opens the door to say, I am different because I have this disease, but it does not affect the quality or the quantity of the work that I can do and will
And
do.
I think that's a key point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where we have to start the discussions. So, okay, but then on the other side of that coin, the superior or the leader has to be open to trust what that employee says, that this won't affect their productivity. So, it's a two-way street, but I do believe right now it is the weight of opening this door lies more on the employee right now to be open and honest. Because as an employer or as a leader, you've got to be really careful about what you say and how you say it, because then that opens a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah, privacy laws, et cetera,
Privacy law.
right?
That exactly. So I feel like that it just creates a good communication path if the employee just dives right in from the get-go and says, this is what I have. This may be what you see from me, whether it's I have to run to the restroom a lot or whether I will go to somewhere and use my inhaler or my nebulizer. Or whatever it is that you have, or I have to give myself a shot, or I'm taking meds. I remember before I even had maintenance medications that were in the form of a shot, I had to take meds multiple times a day. We don't want to think that people assume we're doing something wrong or illegal or that we're addicted to drugs or whatever. It's human nature, right?
It is.
And so you want to hide that. But if you're just open and honest about it from the beginning, I think it alleviates a lot of questions and assumptions. but it also creates a pathway of open communication, which then makes everything else easier to communicate about anyway.
Absolutely. So my question, I guess, now is, I'm an employee, you're my leader, and I am very fearful about coming up to you. Maybe we don't have an open communication type atmosphere or culture. What can the leader do just to make that employee feel more comfortable that you know what, you can tell me in confidence. I'm not going to go spread the word around that, hey, Tara has blah, blah, blah.
Right.
How can us as leaders really be open to that type of communication, understanding, empathetic in a maybe an organization that doesn't have that kind of communication right now?
Well, I think first, it would be imperative if you realize that, let's say, an employee is having, you notice that they're maybe using their inhaler a lot. Or you notice that they're going to the restroom a lot. The first thing is to approach the employee with a whole lot of grace and a whole lot of understanding and say, hey, I've noticed these things. I'm curious, and I would love to have a conversation with you, and I would love to understand what may be going on and work with you to make the environment more comfortable for you. And start with that path of communication.
The more collaborative approach to it, really, right?
Absolutely.
What can I do to
What
help you?
can I do to help you? But I also want to learn. Like, I want to know, I care about my employees. I want to know about them. And so, if someone says, I have Crohn's disease and I don't know what it is, I'm going to go do a little bit of research. I don't need to get a medical degree to be able to, communicate and understand my employee. Or in my case, if I say AERD, I guarantee you an employer is not going to know what that means. And so it does open the path. It alleviates fear as well by going to that person and saying, hey, I really want to understand, and I really want to know what I can do to help you in the workplace. Because let's face it, we spend a ton of time in our workplace every single day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what I think that creates is an understanding. It creates a relaxed feeling amongst the leader and the employer. And then I think it also creates the pathway then that you're both seen as human beings, not employee, employer.
I 100% agree with that because my guess is just because you have AERD, I have psoriasis, I bet you somebody else has probably something. I mean,
Absolutely.
or knows of somebody who has something that affects them in their day-to-day worlds, right? I mean, a lot of people are like, psoriasis is on the skin. Well, no, you can get arthritis, right? You feel depressed because people are judging you because maybe you have it on your face, right? And for those who are listening, maybe don't know that what that is. It looks like a skin disease. It's like a bunch of, scaly things on your skin. So I bet though out there, when we can have that open communication and that open collaboration around these things, people will share their story as well because they likely have something going on or know somebody, right? I mean, probably pretty
And I
typical.
think too that it also that then creates I know I said it a second ago, but I really feel like taking away that feeling of employer employee and making the atmosphere be more human being, I think that that just brings on so many more positive attributes for both parties involved. And one is that as an employee, I now feel that I'm talking to and working with someone who truly looks at me as a human being, not just an employee.
Yeah.
And then that goes a long way in your work ethic, your productivity. It just goes a long way.
And I think it also it creates a better inclusive workplace because, inclusivity includes accessibility needs or diseases or whatever in a lot of cases. And so this just allows that to be that human to human, get, I get it, you know, or I, you know, understand now why maybe your productivity was a little low because you kept running to the bathroom, and how can I accommodate? How can we help you? Rather than it be, you know, that's it, Rhonda is gone again. Like, where did she go? Right. So I think really the communication piece that you were referring to and the collaboration piece, I think two and two go together and make for a much better workplace where we can appreciate each other as human beings who we all have probably something going on. Right.
I will share this too, because when COVID happened and a lot of people were working from home, it was widely seen that people's productivity amped up a little bit. And there were, there's been studies and whatnot, but the basic thing is people didn't have to miss work because they were sick. They tended to just continue on working, or because their child was sick, or what, a lot of those kinds of things. So it also let people not have this worry on their shoulders about, oh my God, I have this disease, and sometimes I have to go use my inhaler, or sometimes I have to run the restroom, or sometimes I have to take it, whatever it is. It took that away, right? Because you're at home. And so, okay, I turn my Zoom off, or I'm doing whatever for 15 minutes, and I go take care of whatever it is I got to take care of for myself. So now that that period of time is over, and more people are going back into the office, now all of a sudden here's that, oh, do I tell them or do I not? Are they going to fire me because maybe I have to go to an appointment once a month? In my case, I get an injection once a month. The particular injection I get, the insurance doesn't allow for me to do it at home. My previous ones, I could do it at home. So now I literally have to go and do it. I can't always get a super early appointment, and I can't always get an after work hours appointment, simply because there's a whole lot of people that have to do the same thing, and there's only so
Yeah,
many
exactly.
appointments, right? So then you're like, oh, now I'm back in the office. Is my employer going to be mad because I have to do this? Well, A, legally they can't.
Yep, they
Let's put
can't. Yep.
that
Put that
aside,
out there first. Know your
right?
li know the law. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. But things like that. And while they don't seem to be big issues, like when we say them out loud, they don't seem to be big issues. The anxiety, the angst, the dread that an employee has to have to tell their coworkers or their leaders is it's a lot. It weighs on people, and
For sure.
it is a lot to deal with.
And I think, you know, that goes to your point on communication, allowing for that open communication, being that leader business owner who is open to that so that you can collaborate, you can do accommodation where needed. I mean, if that person needs to work an hour from home like yourself because you can't get that appointment, then let them work that extra hour from home or make it up some other way, whatever that accommodation looks like. I think.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are some of the key things to remember. Let me ask you this. For our leaders and business owners who are listening today, if you wanted to make sure they took that one key thing away from our conversation today, that one big tip, or that one thing that could help them foster a more open communication type atmosphere, what would you say to them today?
Have grace and understanding for your employees. And I know we've kind of touched on this. I've said it a lot, but I really feel like the more grace and understanding that we give, the more we will get back in return. And the other thing that I will say about that is you never know when you might walk in those shoes. It may not be the exact shoes, but the day could come that you, as a leader, would be in a situation where you've been diagnosed with a chronic disease, and now you need that grace and understanding.
Agreed.
I remember way, way back when I was just out of college, and you have your first job, I remember the job that I had. I was so afraid to even ask for time to go to the dentist or time to go to the doctor. And therefore, I let things slide. I didn't do my regular dentist appointments. And then several years down the road, when I was no longer working at that job and whatnot, it created problems for me because I didn't go. I didn't, because I was too afraid to ask or say I have a doctor's appointment. Now, that was, we shouldn't have to work in an environment like that. We shouldn't have to feel that way, right? And so I feel that grace and understanding is just a huge key.
Yeah, I agree. And we never want anyone to feel that way. So, leaders, business owners, if you're listening, you need to make sure you have that open communication so people feel really, really comfortable about coming to you about chronic illnesses or maybe anything else that could stop them from doing their work effectively so that you can work with them to determine a way around it.
Right, exactly.
It was a wonderful conversation today, Rhonda. I'm wondering if anybody in our audience does want to maybe get in touch with you or just learn more about what we discussed. Is there something we can share online?
Absolutely. So I have a website. It's rhondabnelson.com. And then, as far as information on my particular disease and a wealth of resources for people with respiratory diseases or allergy diseases, Allergy and Asthma Network. So it's allergyasthmanetwork.org. I'm on
Okay.
their board. Their website is a wealth of information. There is a ton of resources there, and it talks. It shares information not only about di specific diseases, but also things like what we've just been discussing.
Excellent. That sounds like an awesome resource. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Rhonda, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Again, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I just really, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate the opportunity to talk about something that doesn't really get spoken about very often.
Yes, me too, absolutely. Of course, Rhonda and I thank you, our listeners. We hope you are able to gain some valuable information or a tip or two today. If you are also a leader who knows that leadership coaching, consulting, or community are a way to grow your leadership journey, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.